This is Ozarks at Large. Last week, President Obama announced the selection of a North Carolina headquartered consortium of businesses and universities led by North Carolina State University to lead a manufacturing innovation institute for next-generation power electronics. The Next Generation Power Electronics Innovation Institute includes the state of North Carolina, 7 universities and national labs, and 18 companies. One of the organizations included in the consortium is a Fayetteville-based company called Arkansas Power Electronics International, or APEI. This is the first of 3 manufacturing institutes that will be created under the National Network for Manufacturing Innovation. According to a news release, President Obama created the $200 million project to support recent growth in domestic manufacturing, stimulate the technology sector, and ensure the continued economic and national security associated with having a strong advanced manufacturing sector. This first institute is a $140 million initiative. The Department of Energy will award $70 million over 5 years, and that will be matched by at least $70 million in non-federal commitments by the winning team of businesses and universities, along with the state of North Carolina. Last Friday, I spoke with Lauren Kegley, a design engineer at Arkansas Power Electronics International, to learn more.
APEI is a very innovative high-tech company that works on wideband semiconductor device and electronic solutions. So what we do is we create essentially the kind of brick that's on your laptop charger. We create that in a high-temperature, high-performance version that can go into things like aerospace or hybrid electric vehicles or a number of different very high-performance applications. Ultimately, what we'll be doing with this initiative is helping to ramp up our manufacturing facility. So in addition to designing and creating these amazing electronic solutions, we also manufacture the power modules that go inside these solutions.
So how did you become involved with this new million-dollar manufacturing institute?
Well, this institute is from the National Network for Manufacturing Innovation, which is a recent initiative under President Obama that is a $200 million initiative to create 3 different manufacturing institutes in order to try to stimulate the advanced domestic manufacturing sector. So what we did is it was a proposal process, and so we submitted as part of the North Carolina state-led proposal. And we worked with them, created a proposal. They brought together 18 industry partners, 2 national labs, and I believe 4 academic partners other than themselves to create this initiative. And so we worked with them to create the proposal.
So what will your part be in all of this as you're working with, like you said, there's about 18 different groups involved in this from across the country. So what will your part be in all of this, you know, here in Fayetteville?
Right. So the entire institute is called the Next Generation Power Electronics Innovation Institute, and it's meant to create more manufacturing in the wide band gap field. And so the entire consortium ranges from device level to experimenting with different applications. What we'll be doing is we will be a packaging foundry. So we'll create the power modules and things like that. We can work both with all the people in the consortium as well as additional partners. But what this initiative will allow us to do is simply create more efficient manufacturing than we already have, allow us to, you know, grow our manufacturing division and ultimately be able to create more products.
What are the benefits of having these manufacturing institutes? Like you said, this is the first of 3, so.
The benefits of them will be that it's been proven that manufacturing is currently growing. In the past 5 months, it's added 80,000 jobs. So the idea is to stimulate the manufacturing sector, especially advanced manufacturing, so very technical manufacturing, and try to create a cutting edge that will make our economy competitive in the manufacturing field. So what we're doing is growing this manufacturing department here in Arkansas, as well as in the entire United States, to help us create more jobs as well as to help the economy.
That was Lauren Kegley, a design engineer at Arkansas Power Electronics International. We spoke by phone late last week. For more information, you can visit apei.net.